But let's look ahead to a global food festival happening in Ipswich in a few days that is truly multicultural. It's happening on Sunday, the 17th of May at Suffolk New College, with a competition for entries from all the different communities that live here in the county. John Wright brings us this.
Food, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what your background is. If you don't eat, you're going to get in trouble.
The atmosphere is great. It's always buzzing.
Let people all around together. We're together.
Food is a great leveller as well, and it is a great leveller to make people feel equal.
Ipswich is a big, diverse town. If everyone works together, we can move mountains.
Young people, we need community for work with all of the people.
There's something very special about Ipswich. Yes. People are kinder, friendlier, they have more time, there is more diversity here than, you know, when I moved 30 years ago. It's an amazing place to live.
Hello, my name is Rupa Ahmed and I work for the BSCMS as an advice officer, and I'm also one of the lead organisers for the Global Food and Pita Festival.
What happens at the Pita Festival?
Oh, so we have lots of different stalls that come along to sell their homemade products. It's different cultural items as well, so you'll have Pakistani food, you have Somali food, Indonesian food, etc. There's also activities that go on, so we'll have little cricket that's playing outside for the kids. Very family friendly event. The main kind of focus of it is the entries. So people put in their creations in different categories. There's four different categories this year: pita taste, creativity, we have a global food section, and a very healthy category. Originally, this was known as just the Pita Festival back in the days, and it's because in the culture in Bangladesh, we have these special ornate little things like pitas. I think in other cultures they have things like that as well, like dumplings or things like that. It can be sweet, it can be savory, and it's often quite small, so it's like a canapé vibe. You can have it in 2-3 bites. But obviously now that the festival's expanded, we're now the global food and pita. So while we have a section for pita, we also have other sections for global and health and so forth.
So my name's Ipswich Isaac, my government name's Isaac Ture, and I'm here with the Caribbean and African Community Health Support Forum.
Why is it important for you to be part of this?
Well, it's just for our community to be involved with the diversity and the cultural way forward for Ipswich. I'm involved in the 10-year cultural strategy for Ipswich as well. So for us to be involved as the Caribbean and African Community Health Support Forum, it just shows that we want to be part of it and want the town to move forward.
I'm Lydia. It's come from Anglo-Chinese Cultural Exchange. Every year we join the Pattaya Festival, and then we have an award as well. And then about the education award, and you can join. And our students also get the award every year. And then we also have some food competition. It's very interesting, and you can join.
It is a real competition. There are some excellent creations that are on offer.
Yeah, the global food is very interesting because I am one of the, you know, judges in the food competition. And I saw so many different cultures joined together. It's very good event for everybody joined together.
Hi, I'm Marianne Flack and I'm Deputy Principal at Suffolk New College. We're a very multicultural community and we promote social cohesion, equality and diversity throughout everything that we do. So this is a great celebration for us.
You never know with these kind of things what inspires people.
Well, food is obviously a trigger, and when Mo invited me to BSC Multicultural Services a few months ago, his first offer was, would you be a judge at the festival? He said, you have to come and sample the food, and of course I couldn't turn that down, could I?
Judging will be really hard, you realise that.
Judging will be really hard. I'll have to make sure I don't eat for a few days before I arrive here, but it will be really exciting.
Hello, this is Majlum Khan from BSC Multicultural Services. I'm the funding manager.
So you said in your speech there, Majlum, that Ipswich is really at the forefront of demonstrating how a genuine multicultural approach to community is happening. Explain that.
The word multiculturalism often becomes contentious because people don't understand what it means. So instead of talking about it, which can become argumentative and all sorts, we say let's put it in practice. And we have done that for nearly 30 years now in Ipswich. 65 different nationalities, people have come and access our services alone. We brought politicians of all different colours here, all different backgrounds, cultures, faiths, all revolving around one thing that is common to all of us, which is food, and we celebrate that.
The Global Food and Pita Festival happens on Sunday, the 17th of May, at Suffolk New College. It's open from midday and organised by BSC Multicultural Services, and it's absolutely free.